Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you. The Lord says counselor. The Lord says healer around thee. The Lord says that I'm smoothing things out in this season. The Lord says all shall be well. The Lord says you are such a carrier, and yet you carry so much of other individuals. And yet, though sometimes it can be burdensome and tiresome, why must people always come to me? And yet, God says, I will teach you and show you how to begin to relieve the stress so that you don't carry other people's problems and situations. For the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee, that I strengthen thee in this hour. And it seems that you may be spending more time with co-workers and employees or employers. For the Lord says, you're in a season of networking. For the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee, that prepare. Because there's a shifting that is happening in this season. The Lord said, I'm bringing you into a season of power and authority. And you'll see that as you move forward, even to the month of October, that the Lord said there's going to be some things that you're going to need to begin to rewrite, review, revisit, redo, and possibly reschedule. So go with the flow. Because it seems like plans are going to be changing left and right. Now, you're going to see this also in the lives of people. They will say one thing and do something else. But yet God says, don't make a mountain out of a molehill. Stay centered in the Lord and let peace and harmony have its place in thee. For the Lord says, I desire to bring greater harmony to even your domestic life in that season. For the Spirit says, let no one disturb you. Master your emotions, because it seems like you could be emotionally intense, or emotions can be intense during that season. And so you must guard your emotions that you don't say something haphazardly, just saying it out of an emotional state, and that's going to be key for you. Because God says during the month of October, in the middle of November, it's going to be a time of a spiritual quest. It's going to be a time you're going to learn to manage things. It's going to be a time where the Lord says you must stay in his presence, because he says he wants to bring you to a greater realm and a greater dimension in him, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. And I further hear Father God saying in this season, be mindful. Be mindful in conversation and be mindful in communicating. For Father God says this is the season where he's clearing up any misunderstandings or any confusion concerning communication. Father God says this is the season to stay focused. And Father God says this is the season to balance. For Father God says you'll be balancing home as well as career. Father God says this is the season to begin to upgrade your skills. I hear Father God saying, be more ambitious. Don't be afraid to be assertive in this season and to push forward to the things that you desire. For Father God says there's going to be balance concerning family, home, relationships, and partnerships. And I hear Father God saying this is the season where you're going to begin to negotiate some things in greater favor and greater wisdom. I do hear Father God saying this is also the season to pick back up the education. For Father God says your education is not over. Father God says this is the season to ask and it shall be given. Knock and the doors will be open. Now, if you've been considering the getaway, I hear Father God saying favor concerning the retreating this season. For Father God says higher spiritual ideals. For God says study to show yourself approved. And I hear Father God says go for it. Whatever it is that you desire, Father God says go for it. Now, I do hear Father God saying don't make any hasty decisions. Don't force any issues in this season, for Father God says time is on your side. I do hear Father God says this is the season to stay positive. Father God says the positive attitude is going to take you to the next level in this season. Be optimistic. Be encouraged. For Father God says be ye encouraged in this season, for all things are worked out for your good. I hear Father God saying don't make any sudden decisions or don't react suddenly concerning anything. For Father God says this is the season to even move in confidence. Father God says be mindful to speak mindfully. Father God says, don't be overcritical in this season. Father God says, avoid pettiness in this season. Avoid petty communications, gossip, murmuring. For Father God says, be open-minded in this season. For Father God says, you're at the next level. Father God says, this is the season to also stay focused on your health. Father God says, eat properly, get enough rest, drink enough water, and balance things out. And I further hear Father God saying, Stay focused on your responsibilities. Don't neglect any responsibilities concerning family, work, even be mindful of your friends in this season. Be very considerate in this season, for Father God says he's bringing you to the next level. And I hear Father God saying this is also the season to speak up and be heard. Father God says speak and be heard in this season, and you're going to move in success and blessings. And that is the word of the Lord.
Dear friend, I want to thank you once again for the miracle seed. Before the prophetic thing comes forth, know that great things are in store for thee. And you will see and know that the hand of the Lord is with thee as he's leading you and as he is guiding. For the Lord says, I bring you into a season of a fresh start. I bring you into a season of renewal. I bring you into a season and a time where the pieces of the puzzle are coming together. For the Lord says, know that success is on the horizon. Let go of the old ideas about how things should progress and begin to step into the new. A season and a time where the Lord says you will leave the past to step into a brand new future. For I see wonderful things coming your way. For the Lord says, rest assured that many fabulous things are yet to come. For the Lord says, I shall cause you to glow and to grow. And as I cause you to grow and to flow, you'll see brand new cash flow. For I will bring you to a season of expansion and harmony. For the Lord says, don't be swayed. Don't look to the left and don't look to the right. Promotion is at hand. With every attack, you'll see promotion elevation. For the signals are clear, saith the Lord. The signals are clear. They're right before thee. Big professional victory that will unleash your financial potential as your career is about to skyrocket. Now let's prepare for the word of the Lord from the team of the prophets. God bless.
God bless you, Sister Wilhelmina. I just hear God saying there's a new purpose coming forth for you. God says there's a new strategy that he's given you. And I see you rising to the top in whatever field of work that you're doing. I see God elevating you and promoting you. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying for you not to be weary in this season. God is saying for you to walk straight and walk forward. That's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Wilhelmina. I hear the word of the Lord saying that he's taking you to higher elevations, higher dimensions. God says that there's a great walk ahead of you. And I'm hearing God say, do not allow frustrations to enter. God says for you to stand by your decisions. But God says that you're going to be making decisions in this season. And God says you'll know which one is correct, but for you to stand by them. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, woman of God. And I heard the word of the Lord begin to speak about new streams of income in this season, new joy, unspeakable joy. I heard the Lord areas of influence. The Lord is even dealing with your will in this season. Even as you say, not my will, but thy will be done, the Lord will begin to remove some things, some of the stresses that have been around you. You've been going through some things with family issues. God's going to give you the victory, but be still and know that he is God. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Wilhelmina. I hear the word of the Lord saying, do not grow weary in your well-doing, woman of God. For Father God says you are in a season of purification and you are in a season of restoration. Father God said this is the season to plug in. For Father God said this is the season to make up your mind and stand by your choices. Father God said do take a stand in this season, woman of God. And Father God says don't wear your emotions on your sleeves in this season. Father God says I'm giving you new peace and I'm giving you new harmony. And in the season that you're in many decisions and many changes. So I hear Father God saying, choose ye this day. God says, make a choice in this season and follow through. I do hear Father God saying, favor and technology. And that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Sister Wilhelmina, for the miracle seed of $44.44. For this is a season where the Lord says, I shall lead thee and I shall guide thee. And I will cause you to come into a season of expansion. I will cause you to come into a season of favor like you have never known before. I shall cause you to come into a season in a time of new strength. And I shall strengthen you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And you will come into a season of my glory. You will come into a season where I shall lead thee and I shall guide thee. You will come into a season where you will flow even into unconditional love. For the Lord said, this is your hour and this is your season. For the Lord says, I make you victorious, and you will overcome the hurdles. You will succeed out of the obstacles. For the Lord will say unto thee, that know that peace shall reign within thine house, and peace shall reign within thy heart. For this is an hour where my glory shall consume thee. For this is an hour where know that I have called you to be a winner. Oh, new finances are coming unto thee. Oh, new money's coming into your hands. Favor, favor, favor. For the Lord says that you shall not lose, but you shall be victorious. For the Lord says, all that the cankerworm has stolen, I'll give it back to you. For the Lord says, as you pray for those who've taken advantage of you and use you, God says, I'll bless you like I did Job. As you pray for the captivity of those that has done you wrong, and you bless them, and you speak good of them, God says you will never lack for anything. For get ready, because increase is going to be thy portion, a new source of income. Business for thee shall also take off. Favor, 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 favor. Favor. I send those that will cause you to prosper. I send those that will sow into your life. For this is a season of a fresh start. This is a season of a new beginning. For the Lord says, I love thee with an everlasting love. Get ready, because God said, I even visit you in the night hours. I visit you in your dreams, and I will bring comfort to your heart. I will bring peace to your mind, and I shall cover thee with a hedge of protection. For I shall crown thee with blessings. I shall cover thee with a robe of protection. Oh, God says, I will cover thee, and I will cause you to prosper. And that is the word of the Lord unto thee, woman of God. Hold fast and stay in the presence of the Lord. For he says he loves you, and he has not forsaken thee, nor has he forgotten thee, Sister Wilhelmina. God bless.